Well, actually, it was a guy by the name of Jack Houck, who was an aerospace engineer at McDonnell Douglas at the time. And he had developed a process where we could take people and teach them in very short order how to do metal bending. And you've probably heard about the metal bending parties and that. Really happened. Problem was that not nearly as controlled. We didn't have a model for it as Ingo came up with for remote viewing. But sometimes you saw some pretty major events. If you want, I can give you a couple examples.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the most spectacular one that I ever saw, I was actually teaching how to do this. The whole process takes about an hour or two. So we're talking relatively short period. Naive people, in other words, people like you and I and a group of folks. Now, the groups I was working with were fairly senior military people and had a group at a sequestered site. And they were holding two forks in their hands. So both hands were occupied, no physical force whatsoever. And all of a sudden, this one fork just fell over 90 degrees without the individual touching it. He was holding it at the base, but, you know, no physical force applied, which I didn't see, but a number of people around him did, and they yelled. And then while we watched, the fork came back up, went back down again to about 90-degree level, and then partway back up and stopped. And just scared the hell out of the guy. He put it down and said, "I wish that hadn't happened," because his belief system was not ready for that. And I still have
totally shattered, wasn't it?
Yeah, and fortunately, we were sequestered and we had a shrink with us because it took a couple of days to put him back together before we could.
Really? He fell apart that much?
He was pretty shook. But that's the only time that I've actually seen something wave like that. I've seen them bend a number of times, small bending, full 90-degree bends, again, totally without physical force. And, yeah, I know about Randy's, million-dollar quest and all this, and I've watched him do it, and I think I can catch him. I know most of the techniques. They also say, "Oh, you never had magicians." Well, yeah, I had Doug Henning. I don't know if you remember Doug. Doug had come over. And the thing that blew him away was we had a party for him at my house. And one of the first people to bend something was his manager. So he knew that we hadn't set him up because it was his guy.
I remember Henning. He's the one who used to smash the watermelons, wasn't he? Was that him? In his stage presentations?
Don't remember smashing.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Long hair, mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. I'm pretty sure that was him.
I've seen him jump on from one place to another, motorcycles and jump through the air and disappear. He later went on to do some work with Maharishi. And unfortunately got cancer and died way too early. But
very young age, absolutely. Well, this effect that you were all doing, what was the application? What did the military want with this?
Well, I used to get facetious comments like, "What are you going to do, bend tank barrels?" And I said, "No, I just want to move electrons." And so my concern certainly was that you could influence computers. And you really don't have to crash computers, although there's a long history of, people who are not computer friendly and they can't be around them and they crash. And we also know that they often crash when people are in emotional crisis and whatnot. And so the idea, that I was concerned with is, as you know, we have entered the digital age. We were just coming into it in the early 80s. We're certainly there now. And you have this vast amount of computer technology embedded in everything. And if that ever became unstable, the implications are horrendous, of course.
Did you ever, when you were testing this, this entire field that you were in, did you ever feel as if you were dabbling in something that you shouldn't be?
No. Now, we used to run one of the arguments, and I think one of the things that did injure us in the long run, I had mentioned General Stubblebine earlier, who was one of our major supporters, and we did get into a bit of a conflict when General Wickham was then the chief of staff of the Army, who was, you know, this devout Christian, and they would say things, you can do this, but it's the work of the devil. My personal belief system says, no, we're dealing with physics, but a level of physics we just don't understand yet. But there certainly were people who would espouse those things. I think it's a matter of understanding. I think there are native peoples around the world who do these things routinely. And the problem is that we just don't understand the principles yet.